In 1935, Louis C. Tiffany's designs were out of style and at odds with popular tastes. Dr. and Mrs. Egon and Hildegard Neustadt purchased their first Tiffany lamp at a secondhand shop in Greenwich Village. The couple went on to acquire a massive collection with over a million pieces of glass, a unique collection that includes sheet glass and glass jewels that were left when the Tiffany studios closed in the late 1930s. For over 25 years, the Neustadt has been sharing this remarkable collection with museums across the country. And this spring and summer, the collection, Tiffany Glass, Painting with Color and Light, will grace our Cincinnati Art Museum. Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and visiting from the Cincinnati Art Museum is the Curator of Decorative Arts, Amy Deehan, and the Marketing Director, Jill Dunn. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
It is so hard to imagine that Tiffany lamps were ever out of style. They are so loved and so recognizable. But the glass art of Louis Tiffany was so much more than just lamps, right, Amy?
It was. It started with blown glass in the shape of vases and vessels, and then he also worked in leaded glass windows.
Who was Louis Tiffany?
Louis Tiffany was the son of Charles Tiffany, who founded the very famous Tiffany & Company, the heralded jewelry and fine goods store in New York City.
I have a story about going to Tiffany's. My first visit to New York City, a friend of mine who lived there said, "We're going upstairs to where all the odds and ends and mismatched things are, and I'm picking through looking for something I could afford." And she grabbed me by the back of the neck and spun my head around just in time to see Jacqueline Onassis walk by.
Oh.
I had been in New York 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So everyone knows the Tiffany name. Louis Tiffany was an artist, also an architect, worked with a variety of materials and medium. What was his fascination with light?
He trained as a painter, and that was during the time of the Impressionist movement. Before that, the Hudson River School movement. He was fascinated with how light played with nature. So this led him into an exploration of using glass as a medium to paint. And of course, glass is a translucent material that harnesses light and changes in time. And so it was a very timely experiment.
What's the difference between a Tiffany window and a stained glass window you might see in a church?
Tiffany created many of the ecclesiastical windows that you see in churches. However, he was very particular. He wanted to use the glass as the medium to create his designs and wanted to rely less on the addition of painting and staining, which was kind of the traditional way to go about depicting images in stained glass. And that's where you get that terminology.
We're speaking with Amy Deehan, the Curator of Decorative Arts at the Cincinnati Art Museum, and Jill Dunn, the Marketing Director, is here as well. And I did read about Louis Tiffany that he was an insanely perfectionistic kind of guy, and he would actually walk through his factory and destroy pieces that he thought weren't perfect. Is that true?
He had very high standards. He hired a cast of artists and artisans who also had high standards and maintained those standards. But yes, if he saw something that he thought was not perfect, it was changed, modified, or destroyed in some cases.
So did he train other artists to create in his style?
He approved all of the designs, and sometimes he would generate the design himself. But he hired a group of men and women who carried out his vision. And it's interesting, he was particularly in favor of hiring women because he felt that they had a natural eye for selecting glass that would make his compositions excel.
And do you have some works created by some of those people in the exhibit as well?
We do. There are several leaded glass windows whose designs are attributed to Agnes Northrup. And there are several lampshades that were designed by Clara Driscoll, who in fact was an Ohio native.
This seems to me like it would be an extremely popular exhibition. Jill, how long did you have to wait to get this exhibit?
Well, as Amy said, this is a traveling exhibition, so it has been all over the country, and I think we've worked for several years to bring it to Cincinnati, and we're so excited to have it here.
What are some of the items that we'll see at the Cincinnati Art Museum, Amy?
The exhibition will include about 20 lampshades. 5 windows, and over 100 pieces of flat glass and jewels, which are the raw material that Tiffany and his artists use to create these masterpieces. There will also be educational models that will show visitors how lampshades were constructed and designed, as well as a small group of forgeries to train visitor eyes to see the difference between the very best that were created by Lewis Comfort Tiffany and his firm and those who were essentially copying that work.
Is there a copyright on Tiffany's work?
There is not.
You know, a lot of imitators, perhaps?
There are a lot of imitators, yes, and have been for several years.
What is the move-in for such a massive exhibition like? Did you have to shut down the entire museum to move all this glass?
No. You know, it comes to us in crates, and then the Neustadt Collection will send their curator and director, who is actually the organizing curator for this exhibition, as well as another trained person from their staff to help us place the objects in the space that our own staff has carefully constructed and designed to house these beautiful objects while they're here with us.
And even though the work comes from, 80 years ago or so, you're using a bit of high technology in this exhibition. Museum goers can actually view a variety of short videos on their own mobile devices. Tell me about that.
That's right. So as visitors walk through the exhibition, they will see a headphone symbol, and they can use their personal device to log on to our website and access short videos that feature Lindsay Parrott, the curator of the exhibition, as she talks about various objects and how they were made, interesting backstories, little tidbits about Lewis Comfort Tiffany himself. So it adds a nice dimension to the exhibition.
Amy Dean, curator of decorative arts at the Cincinnati Art Museum, is describing Tiffany Glass Painting with Color and Light, an exhibition that opens on April Fool's Day.
That's right.
It will be with us all summer long. What is leaded glass? What makes a glass leaded?
The pieces are constructed of multiple pieces of glass that have been cut, and then they are joined together through the use of lead cames. So they are soldered together. Sometimes they're soldered together using a copper foil method, which was something that Tiffany designed to create unique effects in the way that the windows and the shades were composed. But we say leaded glass instead of stained glass because, again, Tiffany is really looking to create his compositions with the glass itself and only rely on staining or added pigmentation or paint when it comes to the details of the face or hands or feet.
Is there a permanent Tiffany exhibition of our own at the Art Museum?
We are extremely fortunate to have a number of pieces in the permanent collection that represent the work of Lewis Comfort Tiffany and his firm. In 1897 and 1898, our very first museum director purchased 36 examples of Favrille glass, so mostly vases. And this is a very early documented collection, which makes it very important in terms of scholarly research. In addition to those pieces, we have continued to collect Tiffany. We have 4 leaded glass windows that came from a Cincinnati church that are on display on our second floor. We have a lovely Tiffany pond lily lamp, and visitors can find a special little card when they come to the museum or walk through the exhibition that will point them to those pieces so they can make an entire day of coming to the museum and seeing wonderful works by Tiffany.
And Jill Dunn, when can people see the exhibition?
So it runs April 1st through August 13th. And a great, great added benefit is that it's free. So not only can you come to our museum for free, park for free, you get access to this beautiful art for free as well. And it's going to be located right across from the Terrace Cafe. So a lot of people will know what that is. And as Amy just said, definitely make a day of it, have lunch in the cafe, enjoy the exhibition, and then look at our permanent collection pieces as well.
We've been talking with Jill Dunn, the marketing director, and Amy Dean, the curator of decorative arts at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And Amy said, it is incredibly exciting to bring these works to Cincinnati. Tiffany Studio's work was inspired and revolutionary. Visitors will be taken by the beauty and ingenuity of the artworks in the exhibition. Thank you, Amy, for your work in bringing this unique collection to Cincinnati April 1st through August 13th. It's Tiffany Glass Painting with Color and Light shining at our Cincinnati Art Museum. Details and a link available on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.